Once upon a tangent.
Freaked out there for a minute. I thought the other
What's happening over there? No one knows.
It's all working. The numbers are turning.
So I'm in the same room. The listeners aren't. They don't know what's going on. Ted, who's in charge of our technical department, which is half our team, is way better versed than myself on our equipment, and he pressed a button and looked at me and said, that should be all right.
The listener doesn't know this, but Ted Brown wears very thick glasses.
They're not
thick lenses, but they're just like thick. So I'm the nerd of the operation.
But you're great at it. I would struggle with it. But when you press a button and go, that should do it. I'm taking your word for it, Ted.
As long as the numbers are going, I'm happy with that. Don Craig, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Ted. How are you?
Can I just say, I'm doing so well. I've done something today that I've never done before an episode. I won't mention the brand because I don't want them endorsing this. But
cool.
You could call it an angry bovine beverage. Skinny can, high in caffeine, tastes like petrol, and I am up and about. Yeah.
And,
I'm feeling energetic.
What was that chasing?
Nothing.
I thought you had a short black.
Oh, no, I did. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I did.
Oh, man, you don't even know what you're doing.
I remember. I had a short black. I just shot it. It was a professional espresso. And then I was like, you know what? That's not enough. Let me get one of those angry bovine beverages.
You were talking about the energy drink. And, yeah.
Oh,
we're chasing. And you're not a big sort of energy can sort of guy.
I just thought, why not be amped for this and come in here? I haven't had one of those since 2008 or 2009, probably.
Wow.
A long time.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. This looks like it could be a 14-hour pod marathon.
Or it could be like 8 minutes because it's just double the speed. Do I sound fast? I feel like I'm sounding fast.
You're good, Ted.
And also, is my lip getting a bit red? I'm not even joking about that. No.
Why would you? No,
I feel like I'm getting a reaction.
What lip? Imagine that. You chewed your lip off already.
Yeah. Hey. That's a hell of a drink.
Well, welcome to Once Upon a Tangent. A couple of ad writers having a dip at children's stories, our very own children's story.
Yes.
It's my turn, Duncraig's turn, and I've got a hyped up Ted ready to maybe tear it apart with some tangents.
Now, I've also heard that you have been working on this little masterpiece. Did you work on this one in the company of your own child?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I must admit, I've been... Oh, okay, I don't normally write with her around. That's why this hasn't happened.
Yeah.
But it happened. I wrote this at home and my daughter was there. She inspired the story. I read it to her afterwards.
Your story to her before you read it to me and the listener?
Yeah, and I've never done that though. But she's only five, so I doubt she got on social media and has ruined it for anyone.
No, because she's five in 2017. I'm sure she already has an account with more followers than me.
That's true. Well, yeah.
But she hasn't leaked it. So what did she say about it?
I assume she hasn't leaked. She's at school today. I hope she hasn't ruined it. At the end of it, she did say, "Dad, I want to be a writer like you."
Aww.
Oh, hang on.
She might have
run away with this.
Bloody good story if she wants to be a writer.
But I did read it to her and there was a really nice look on her face and she knew that it was based on what her and I talked about. So we sat at the front of my house outside on the porch and she basically interrupted me trying to write today's story.
Ah.
I thought, okay, I didn't think I'll do the right dad thing. I said, no, that's all right. That's all right. You interrupt, that's fine.
Yeah.
Give my time to you. Then she went away with her mum and then came back and I had written the story. And she said, Dad, I want to hear the story. Read it to her.
Yes.
And the eyes were lighting up and she didn't have words. It's like that look of, and I said, yeah, this is you and I at the start of this. And she's like, go. And she liked it. And it's a little bit complicated for a child. I'm going to say that now. But when I said, because this means that and that means that, she's like, yeah.
So what's
now
the
I want to write
group?
One. Now I want to write one. It might be 7 or 8.
Okay.
She's five, so to get the
that gets
little
me
bit
in
of
the
a
mindset
twist
too. Okay.
Yeah.
So right now she's at school telling all her 5-year-old friends about this awesome book that no one's there unless they're subscribers to Once Upon a Tangent. Thanks to Ozcast and iTunes. We're all good. iTunes.
And jump on it. Even if you have friends that are Android users,
yes,
you
the
might
great
be aware
Android
of
debate.
Yes, you might be aware of how hard it is. I've found to get Android users. To jump, if you're an Android user, nothing against you, but I have Android users saying to me, Duncraig, I'm struggling to get your podcast.
That's so, because you use an Android and you shouldn't do that.
So there are still
try
places.
Stitcher is great. TuneIn or
try
anywhere, wherever you feel like you are comfortable on your phone. That we have found that thanks to the great people at Ozcast, it's available everywhere.
Yep.
So or go to our Facebook page and start there. We'll give you a couple of links there too.
It's doable, man.
It's doable.
Come on, you've done it.
It is possible. Duncraig's daughter has even done it. She's already posted on her Instagram followers.
Oh, man.
And she's got followers.
So here's the story that my daughter liked.
And is it untitled? Or is it titled?
It could have a title, but you need to hear it right to the end because there's sort of a twist on that.
Good little setup. Duncraig's story. I'm looking forward to it.
Here we go. Rebecca sat next to her dad. He was busily writing something for his work.
This is like the mirror of exactly what was probably happening.
I'm not joking. This
is what happened.
It happened.
Wow. Yeah, right. But her name's not Rebecca in real life.
No, I haven't used my daughter's name.
Good.
Even Dad's got homework. So it was like homework, she thought, because she's young. As Rebecca watched her dad feverishly writing, she asked if she could help.
Okay. Feverishly, was he homesick? Was he sweating? Was he breaking
out of
sweat?
It was pen speed ago.
Oh, so feverish writing speed, not like he's dying and he's sweating.
Well,
and his brows,
I think there was
like,
an element of frustration.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he was feverishly, but not all that happy with it, as you'll see by his answer. So,
right.
As Rebecca watched her dad feverishly writing, she asked if she could help. At first, her dad didn't even look up from his work.
Okay.
So this time, Rebecca said it louder. Dad, can I help? By now, Rebecca had leaned right in, her cheek up against her father's arm.
Oh, it's a sweet image.
Yeah. Finally, Rebecca's dad looked up, his brow slightly furrowed, and said, okay.
His sweaty brow slightly furrowed. He's feverish after all.
Okay, he said. Before Rebecca's dad could assign Rebecca a job to help him, Rebecca saw something in her dad's work. She couldn't hear what her dad was saying because, for some reason, this thing had her captivated. Rebecca, exclaimed her dad, are you listening to me? Instead of answering the question, Rebecca said, Dad, what's that? And she pointed to what looked nothing more than a scribble on the corner of a page that he was writing on. That, he said, no, it looks like a star that I scribbled on the page. Like an asterisk.
Yeah, right. Yep. Is he a doodler as well as a writer?
Yeah, I think that's what that's when he's frustrated.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a star that I scribbled on the page. Don't worry about it. We need to get on with this if you want to help. But Rebecca was obsessed with the scribbled star. The longer she stared at it, the more interesting it became to her. In fact, Rebecca started telling a story all about that star.
To who?
Kids do this.
She just started talking to herself.
Yeah, she just went off in her own world while Dad was there.
Is distracting the father who's trying to write the story. Okay.
Yeah. Could be counterproductive.
Yeah.
You can't. How do you get good help nowadays?
Yeah, that's right.
Her story began with how the star was created. It was from a magical black wand held by a wise man. This wise man created the star because he thought the world needed more bright skylights. That's literally like lights in the sky,
not like
building
the one
materials
in the ceiling.
I knew when I wrote that, people would be thinking, "Ah,
of course,
building.
Skylights,
wow, great
really
reference,
nice,
done, Craig.
That's right. Get some solar panels as well while you're at it. Improve.
So here's
house.
A live read. So speaking of skylights, Duncraig's building.
That's a good endorsement opportunity for Once Upon a Tangent. This book, yes.
Jump in.
Materials.
On the special nights that this star lit up, all the street lights and car lights would turn off for a short time. The star shone an incredible, beautiful, sparkling light that was a mix of happy and joy if they were colours.
Okay, just break that down for me. Go back a little and just read that for me again because I'm trying to... Can I just say before you do that, I haven't interrupted you at all.
Are you captivated, man?
Because I am. This is not Once Upon a Tangent. This is just like Duncraig telling a great story and no one else gets to interfere.
I'll see if I can ruin it. I've only made it two pages hoping there'd be a tangent.
Sometimes got to throw me a thread or something, but right now it's going like...
Well, you might.
Great pace. And I'm also wired up and I've got nothing to say. Where?
That's where I thought you'd be tangent a go go with the energy slash.
Nah,
because you've exceeded the daily limit of.
I think it started with the kid leaning in with the cheek on the father's arm. I was like, this is lovely. And they're telling stories together. And he's like, what do you need to do? And she's telling a story about a magic wand man with skylights. But then what's this thing about the colours?
On the special nights that this star lit up, all of the streetlights and car lights turned off for a short time. So pitch black, and this special star lit it up.
Right.
The star shone an incredible, beautiful, sparkling light that was a mix of happy and joy as if they were colours.
Right.
So it's like if you're looking at a colour, like swatch, and go, that's happy and that's joy. And you go,
that
no, that's
happiness.
You go, that's eggshell horizon or whatever they call that crap.
They have
nowadays.
Good names for swatches.
They
I love swatch
ridiculous.
Names.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I heard of someone that's their job.
Oh, can you imagine that? I reckon I'd be good at it. Test me if you want, but I'd be pretty good. I don't know.
This is the energy drink talking. Test me on my colour swatch ability. Okay. Being a podcast, what colour's that?
That's Iceland white.
Oh,
there it
excellent.
Is.
And for those out there,
he wasn't even pointing to a white colour. That's how.
That's just your go-to.
Yeah, okay.
I love you on energy drinks. It's great.
Okay.
As Rebecca continued her tale, her dad became more and more interested.
Hmm.
He was now listening intently, arms folded on the desk with his head resting on them, but still pen in hand.
Stealing her story, plagiarising it into his own work, and because she couldn't read, she didn't know that he was stealing her story.
I'm not going to say that happens. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen.
But I wonder this guy, if this is what's happened in real life when you were writing this. You probably stole her story.
She's out there now making millions, and yeah. I literally have to make money from this podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially if you're going to get hopped up on expensive energy drinks.
Yeah, they're not cheap. Especially not the model that I
drank. You could have just gone the office coffee, but no, I had to wash it down with an energy drink.
It's going to hurt my heart later, but we'll see.
You'll be up in the middle of tonight going, ah, I've got a tangent. Too late, buddy. You need it now. You need to act right now.
Postscript tangents, yes.
Rebecca went on. The star created by the Black Wand was achieving what the wise man wanted, a brighter life for all. Ooh. Until one dark, dark night.
Yes, this is the twist that we usually get to in the story.
Yeah,
like
I tend to roll like that, don't I?
Yeah, I do it too, because now something's going to happen.
Otherwise, it'd be, this was called Bright Nights.
That was it.
And then that's the end of it.
See, happiness, lights. No, yeah. Now there's conflict.
Life's not like that, kids. Until one dark, dark night. Rebecca's dad sat upright. Well, what? What happened, he said. Well, replied Rebecca, as the wise man stood atop his turret, this is where the tangents might begin.
he has a turret. Does that mean he lives in a castle?
I think so.
Or a castle.
Or how about this? Just a crappy cream brick two-bedroom
with a turret.
Yeah. A cream brick turret.
Like a suburban turret.
Why not?
Why do suburban houses not have turrets? Or the slits where they put arrows through to fire weapons.
Yes.
You know, what are they called?
Or moats.
Arrow
slits.
Arrow slits. Why do they not have them? You might need them one day. You know, just protecting
the house. If we're going to do skylights as a business, why don't we do arrow slits, turrets, and moats?
Now, that's you know how old becomes new again? One day we're going to go medieval, and it's going to become so modern.
Yes.
Medieval.
Imagine
modern
that.
Times.
Yeah, you're an architect, and someone goes, look, we've got this piece of land here. We want our dream home. I'm thinking, stop. Medieval's back, by the
long
way.
Long haul. So, yeah. Big pews over here. Pewter dinnerware. Everything's pewter.
Yep. And by dinnerware, I mean you eat with your hands.
Hands, that's right.
Look, we can get some wenches.
What do you have in the way of goblets? Oh, well, I've got quite a range of goblets.
Goblets.
That's what I like to drink my beverages from.
And dress your dog up as a dragon. Have it attack the place.
Yes.
Drawbridge.
So many choices.
You want to keep nutbags out of your house and home invaders.
Yeah.
Drawbridge.
Yeah.
Over your moat.
So when you lock the garage, instead of the clicker that goes, you've actually got the one with the wooden plank that goes behind. So when people are coming with the battering ram, you're like, hold, hold. And they're trying to hold that bar down in the locking area.
Why hasn't this been done?
Medieval homes. See, there was a bit of a drought of tangents in this episode, but suddenly the moat has now flooded.
We knocked that one out of the park.
Just came in droves. Okay, so he's got a turret in his suburban house. I love this. Yeah.
So as the wise man stood atop his turret, which I obviously had to explain to my daughter at the time when reading this to her, and pointed his black wand at the sky, something happened, or rather, didn't happen.
Uh-oh.
This is when my daughter looked up and genuinely as a five-year-old was like, hang on.
So your daughter in real life looked up.
Yeah, at me.
But
so
in the story, the father is looking up because the daughter's telling the story. It's reversal, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Is this my energy drink talking or is this exactly happening?
It's working. Don't worry. I'd let you know if it wasn't making sense.
It's done great. You're on a roll.
No bright joy or happy lit up the sky. And not happiness. Don't correct me because they're colours. Joy or happy
can't
are colours
happiness.
Today.
I won't correct you.
He tried again, this time doing a cartwheel at the same time. Sometimes that worked. That's genuine kids' book.
Yeah.
My daughter loved that. She was like...
He's like, I was going to say, now you just brought the kids back into it again.
Cartwheel to
make
it
was getting
it
a bit too serious, but then the cartwheel.
And kids are thinking, if you're doing a cartwheel with your black wand pointing it at the sky and that doesn't work...
What's going to work then?
You're in strife.
Yeah, if that doesn't work, what's going to work?
But still no joy or happy from the black wand. The wise man was beginning to feel sad. He felt like he was letting people down, townsfolk, from the suburb.
Yeah, right. From the townsfolk.
Who he lets in over the moat, I don't know.
It's a suburban fairy tale. Yes, medieval fairy tale.
He was frustrated too. In fact, he was so frustrated that he hadn't heard a soft voice beside him.
Oh, no.
Rebecca's dad's eyes widened as the story took a turn. Hmm. Well, who is it? said Rebecca's dad. Well, said Rebecca, the soft voice that had grown a bit louder belonged to a little girl. She had loved every minute that the star was in the sky, so she wanted to help the man that made it all happen. Hmm. Finally, the wise man heard her say, can I help? And finally, he looked up. I love your star, she said. I want to help you get it back.
This is like a... Wowzers, I'm just thinking about this as you're going along. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt the flow there.
No, man, that's good.
But tangents, there's like three or four mirrors looking at each other right now, aren't there? Because she's talking about the little girl helping the guy, and the little girl is helping the original writer who saw the star on the page, who the writer thought nothing of, but the girl has a story about the star. This is...
You know what? Energy
drinks
and coffee.
Energy drink. This would be
energy drinks and coffee make you do actually really good recaps.
Yeah, recaps.
Because when I wrote this, it was about here where I thought, and you're spot on with that. I was like, it's happening in my head. Is this working on paper?
Reflection of a reflection. It takes skill to write that. That's hard.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. There's a phone call. Oh, it's Inception. Hello, Inception. Yeah, I know. It's more full on than you. All right, bye.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, Ridley Scott or whatever, whoever. Nolan, sorry. Christopher Nolan wishes he wrote this.
Of course he does.
Tunnel of...
Freaking amazing.
Tangents.
So she wants to help him get the star back.
Right.
It was then that Rebecca looked across at her dad to see him writing quicker than lightning with his black pen.
He's plagiarizing her story, turning it into his own.
Dad, she exclaimed, why aren't you listening? Oh, I am, he said, more than you think. His pen racing across the page.
Yes.
Please continue, he said. Rebecca finished...
she doesn't realise that please continue means I need more for this book that I'm stealing off you. Funny please you continue.
Rebecca went on to finish her story. The wise man took the time to listen to the little girl, which was wise because she helped him solve his problem.
Mm.
But here's the thing. We're not going to find out what happened to the wise man with his star. You see... It was then that Rebecca stopped again and asked what her dad was writing.
With an accusatory tone?
Yep.
What are you... Was she squinting her eyes like this? Hang on a minute. What are you writing there, Dad?
Why do you have lawyers hovering above me?
Yeah, why does this sound look exactly like what I'm telling you?
She couldn't believe it when her dad said, it's your story, Rebecca. I was stuck before. My work is to write stories. My pen... My black wand was broken.
Because the pen is the black wand.
Yes, yes.
Do you know, I was even going to say before, I'm like,
oh, you didn't draw parallels there.
No, not yet.
That's why it was a black wand.
I'm like the 6-year-old kid listening. Because I thought black wand doesn't usually bring happy and joy. Black wand is like death and destruction. But he's...
What colour's the writing?
Oh, you are writing in a black pen. Yeah. And this comes back to your craft of writing instead of typing. And we only talked about that several episodes ago.
Correct.
This is too deep. This is too deep. The tangents.
I've blown your energy riddled mind.
I'm in a well of tangents. I'm drowning.
So this is your story, Rebecca. I was stuck before. My work is to write stories. My pen, my black wand, was broken because I was out of ideas. Then finally, I listened to you. Mm. Now we have a story. They worked on the ending together, getting it just right. Then, exhausted, but still with a sparkle in her eye, Rebecca looked at her dad and said, I have a title.
Oh, she's going to steal my job as well. She's going to take my...
That's
okay.
What I said. Don't
fine little kid. Fictitious kid.
I have a title. Really? Go on, her dad said. Scribble star. Said Rebecca.
I can't believe how genuinely excited I am about that name.
So kids, if you want to know how the wise man lights up the sky again, keep an eye out for a book called Scribble Star. I just know you'll love it. End.
End with an E on the end, and it deserves it. Done, Craig.
Ted, thoughts?
If there was a jury panel giving out awards for best Once Upon a Tangent story, this would be the contender for the top of the charts.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, because there are maybe 3 or 4 levels in that one. There was no room for a tangent. There was no need for a tangent.
Wow, and I remember early on in our episodes, you would say... If I go quiet, that's when you've engaged me.
That's right. And I think how many episodes? Whatever we're up to now.
Like 17 or something?
Yeah. I have rarely been quiet, but you have silenced me with your black wand.
And the energy was bubbling to get out as well. Like, I've picked the worst episode to try and calm you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were up against it.
If that energy drink, who's we're not going to name them, was a sponsor, they'd be thinking, "No, well, hang on.
Normally, he should be more active with the tangent.
Interrupt? No, it's a tangent. All right, tangent away, please. Thank you for that feedback.
Like in the Olympics, you know, when they're doing 100-meter sprint and they go, "Oh, but he's going against a minus 3.7 second wind." That's what you were up against because you were facing the onslaught of my energy
drink. And I was expecting that. I put on some armor ready to go with that.
Wow, done, Craig. That was a medieval suburban medieval fairy tale with Inception mirror looking at itself. And I think it would be one episode that if you've just finished it now, you might finish and go, "That was good. I'm going to listen to it one more time and see what I can get out of it the second time." You've done that. You're the first person to do that, Duncraig.
Thank you, sir.
To give. Most of my stories are like, "Here's a rhyme that rhymes with rhyme." Enjoy yourself. Have a good week. Rhyme.
No, but that's cool because then we tangent.
Yeah. And then we tangent. That's right. Well, that's cool. And I think we leave Scribble Star as the name.
Scribble Star.
Are you okay with that?
I'm happy with that.
Let's leave it as Scribble Star because I think now it's a title reflecting the story within the story, and the story reflects back to the title, and it's a confusing little mystery.
Thank you, Ted. I'll take that.
Duncraig. Well, that's a quick ending. Good time to say go to our Facebook page and leave us your thoughts.
Please do.
What do you think? We've got time. We've got a minute or so. Let's spruik this thing.
Yeah, cool.
You know what you should do more often? Because there's a little backstory to this. You might have had a fever last week. I remember you said you had.
Yeah,
you know, last week
I was
you
sick.
Had something.
Yeah.
You were feverishly riding. I think you should get sick more often. You go deep within the depths.
Maybe next time I should find someone. This time I had tonsillitis.
Yeah.
Lick someone's fork if they've got, you know, some sort of non-paralyzing type situation because I need to write.
You don't want to die.
Yeah.
People say creative juices should be flowing. Maybe yours flow from your feverish forehead. They sweat onto the page. That's why you couldn't read your writing before, because you had little sweat marks, but you kept writing anyway around them, like detour, gold star.
Cool, thank you. Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Ozcast Network.